In the book of Jude, I read these words, and beginning in verse 8, Jude said, "Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. These speak evil of things which they don't even know about. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. These are spots in your feast of charity." Jude is speaking about a group of people who had become cynical. I looked up that word cynical. It means to be distrustful of human nature and motives. There are many cynical people alive today, snapping, snarling, sneering. There are fault finders who cannot believe that anyone or anything is good. It's easy to become a cynical person by failing to guard your tongue and your attitude. No doubt you know some of those who are ready to criticize, who spread gloom and suspicion wherever they go. To hear them talk, one would think that the whole church is corrupt. One cynical preacher can undo the good of many years before him and can do more harm to a church than many preachers after him will be able to correct. A cynical church member can do great harm in a church by sowing seeds of doubt among the others. He can retard the church's growth by discouraging the new converts or the young member. Cynicism usually began with some personal disappointment or disillusionment. They're always looking at the world with doubt and suspicion. Cynical people doubts that anything will work out for the best for them. Some people are so suspicious that they see an ulterior motive in sincere acts of kindness. If you try to do them a favor, they instinctively react with, "Now what is he up to?" In their gloomy minds, they believe that good words have hidden purposes, kind deeds are for the hope of reward, and every good thing is for some ulterior motives. One of the characteristics of a cynical person is criticism. Having never obtained the place that they have longed for, they criticize anyone who does obtain it, unable to believe that where the finger of God points, his hands will surely make the way. They suspect that the only way to succeed in life is to have a pull. To them, every desired place in the work of the Lord is filled by string pulling and coat tugging. They feel bitter and resentful because of their personal disappointments, never considering that there is a divine will that directs the affairs of God's people. Dreaming of the past or what might have been, the church is always in a terrible shape to them. Things are always going from bad to worse. The cynic looks at the dark side of every picture. It is possible for any of us to become cynical. It would benefit us all if we should begin to look at our own disposition. You need to be on guard when you begin to see an ulterior motive in every good act or kind word. You need to examine your own motives, aspirations, if you suspect that a pull is the only way to get ahead in life. The cynical person does not recognize the leadership of God in the affairs of man, but sees all things left up to chance. Frustrated and disappointed, he looks for a human reason for every frustration. He doubts the sovereignty of God or the will of God as much as he outright disbelieves the honesty of man. All of us must be on guard against what is of its own nature or unspiritual concepts of life. When pessimism and bitterness threatens your soul, take it to God. You can overcome this with persistence of love and faith in Jesus Christ. and it can be replaced with God-like confidence and trust. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.